Hello.
Hello, my name is Lori. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back and how may I assist you?
This is Stonewall Davis, and so much going on this week, but I did not call in yesterday. I had death in the family.
And I'm sorry to hear that. So you need help with the claim?
Yes, I haven't called in and I misplaced my information.
Okay. Well, do you if I help you with your claim, do you know what you need? Do you have your information from me to help you?
Yes, come out my driving license.
Your work history, like when we get to your employment. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're good to go, man. What's your social security number?
415-981792.
Okay. So can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Stonewall Davis Jr., 12/21, 1957, and Coleman.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I see that you need to file. Okay, so what is your preferred language?
English.
All right, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. So do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
All right. So when's the last time that you worked?
It was,
are you serious?
June 29th.
Okay.
2025.
All right. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked, I'm sorry, did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. All right, has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And may I have your phone number, please?
615-892-1123.
Okay. Okay. So do you have a driver's license or a state ID?
Yes.
Okay, which one?
Driver's license. Do you need it?
Yes. What state?
Tennessee.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me find it. Okay. May I have your number now?
Okay, I'm going to get it. It is. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is 04-04-898-3235.
Okay. So what's your highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. May I have your address, please?
2072. Laura, L-A-U-R-E-L, Lake Drive, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
I'm so tired of these spam people. Okay, so I got your address. And what city is this in?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay. All right, and what's the zip code?
35405.
Okay. So what's your job occupation? What did you do?
I work for SMP Automobile.
Okay, so what are you, a mechanic or?
Work in a paint department.
Okay. So what do you call that?
SMP Motherson.
No, not the name of your employer. Like, what do you call your position? Is it a painter?
Paint.
Okay. Okay. Painting workers.
Man.
No, I found something that fits your description. Painting workers. Okay, so are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Today was my day to go back, but since I got death in the family, I won't be going back today.
Okay, okay. So do you obtain work through a union hall?
No.
All right, so are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, July 8th, 2024.
Okay, so today.
Right.
Okay.
Like I said, I got death in the family, so I took a leave out.
I understand. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Do I give you my bank information?
I haven't made it to that.
Oh, okay. You sound like you're working at home.
I am.
It must be nice.
No, not really. I mean, it's nice to work at home, but, you know, I started out with one situation, but I have a sickness now, so it helps me.
Well, at least you don't have to go out.
Well, I have cancer, so it's kind of hard for me to be doing all that extra stuff out there.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Don. I hope you're okay.
I'm making it. I got some more surgeries I got to have coming up.
Well, I hope you be able to get through it.
I will. I've had two so far. I got another one coming. I'm going to make it.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep it moving.
That's all I can do. Okay, so how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Uh, 25 to 30.
Okay. So, what's your... Hello?
Hello?
No. Can you hear me?
Okay.
My headset. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
So what's your lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
15.
Okay. So are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
Okay. All right. So are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
All right. Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st,
2024? No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking.
Okay. Would you like to keep what's on file or would you like to update it?
What you got on file?
It doesn't show. It just shows that you would like that option for a direct deposit, but it also shows that you have an option to change it if you'd like.
I want direct deposit.
Okay, so you want to keep what's on file or would you like to update it?
Update it.
Okay. Is this checking or savings?
Checking.
All right. And do you have your account number and your routing number?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Which one you want?
Whichever one you give me.
Okay. Check in 204 93 Bye.
Wait a minute. Is this your account or your routing?
My account.
Okay. Now, what was that?
204-935-50.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's your routing number, sir?
262-277-419. I repeat, 262-277-419.
Okay. All right, let me put this in now. And we are good to go on that. Okay, so what's the name of your separating employee? Who did you work for?
Motherson.
What's
SMP.
Okay.
Motherson. SMP.
All right, so what is SMP's phone number?
It is 205-650-2747. Hello.
All right. What's the work city location?
The location.
Yeah, the work city location. Like where in Alabama?
Cottondale, Alabama.
Okay. And what is your start date and the last day you worked?
My start date was June the 29th, 2024.
All right, so why are you no longer working?
I beg your pardon?
Why are you no longer working?
Well, the shit down.
Okay. So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All right. Have you applied for a pen? I'm sorry. Are your answers correct?
Yes.
Okay. You're certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers could result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'6", 5'10", 6'3", 6'6", or your height is not reported?
5'6".
You said 5'6"?
Yes, 5'6".
All right, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1999 Dodge Durango, 2000 Harley Davidson, 2001 Toyota Celica, 2007 BMW 5 Series, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Johnson City, Bristol, excuse me, Franklin, Nashville, or none of the above?
Nashville.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Flowerdale, International Steel, Staff Demand, The Actors Collective, or none of the above?
Staff.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1406 22 Avenue North, 2217 Marina Street, 555 Pine Ridge Road, 6304 Yale Road, or none of the above?
It says
2217 Marina Street.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Are you filing your claim in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
All right. Do you certify under the penalty of perjury that you're the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefits handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay. We're at the end. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim the benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification on either online or in the claimant portal or by telephone. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in the loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. If you did not recognize one of the listed employers or realize there were employees missing from the list we provided, please call the claims line number at 866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent to you by mail. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you contact that Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit your local Alabama Career Center. Okay, so we're finished with your claim. So I'm going to give you a transaction number. That's just where your claim has been completed. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay.
That's 489.
489.
945. 605. 605. Okay. And your PIN number is 925.
925.
Yes, sir. Your claim is active, and you won't have to file your next claim until your other claim until Sunday, and you have by 5 o'clock Friday of next week.
Okay, but if I ain't mistaken, I believe this is the last time I'll be filed because work day is today, so.
Okay.
So I won't be filed no more.
Okay. Well, just if it, just in the future when you file a claim,
yeah,
that you it would be like the follow that would be the next Sunday and you would have till Friday of that next week.
Okay.
All right, Mr. All right. Davis. So, is there any further assistance needed?
No, man. You are the big help.
You're very welcome. And it's been my pleasure. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, and you have a wonderful one, okay?
And you be safe.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.